Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to You Can Sit With Us. Eugene is not here.
Can I sit with you?
Yes! Yay! Eugene is here sitting with us. Yes. I'm one of your hosts, Ariel. We have your other host, Becky.
Hi.
And another host, Rachel.
Hello.
And we've got Maggie on the TV.
Hello.
And then we have Eugene, Empress Eugenie, sitting with us today.
Well, I am so honored and humbled to be joining the first foremost podcast from Second Try that everyone loves the most. I feel like a newborn baby.
I feel like Eugene did more homework for this episode than any episode of the Tripod ever.
I like homework.
Mm.
When it's not pertaining to actual school.
So yes, tell us what we are doing today.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and however you might identify, this is Astrology with Eugene.
Ooh.
That's right. Miles, that was your cue.
It DJ is.
Miles
Astrology.
Brown. Astrology. I said Astrology. Hey.
Hit it, DJ.
Ooh, just get into the zone. Everyone relax.
Okay,
everyone feel the cosmic vibes. So, I did an astrology video with the other guys, and I remember afterwards all of y'all said, ooh, it'd be nice for one day to come in to do a little birth chart reading for the Triwives, and Miles, of course, who will be included.
Howdy.
Our pixie.
And so it's finally happening.
I'm so excited.
I've been looking forward to this like it was my birthday.
Which is, of course,
mid-July.
Part of my favorite sign.
Ooh.
Which we'll get into.
I know.
Faves and least faves.
I am curious, you know, Maggie, what do you feel about astrology? Have you gotten into it all? What's your history with reading the stars?
I don't know a lot about astrology. I had a couple friends tell me to download CoStar to like read almost like self-helpy things every day, which I did for like about a month. But I don't know a lot about other signs. I do know about my sign, not so much about my moon or my ascending. Is that one of them?
Well, yeah, you know your major.
I know my major sign. Yeah.
We're going to learn so much today.
Is there a rising?
The rising is the same as the ascendant. Ascending.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm curious just for the group, what's your history with astrology? Were you like horoscope kids or are you just like pseudoscience? Blah.
I was way into like the newspaper horoscope. I'm a Scorpio. I think Maggie's a Scorpio too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just loved the idea of reading it and being like, oh yeah. Yeah. I know that's definitely true. I feel that, you know, but I didn't know that anything that the ascendant or this, or, you know, any of the, like the star chart existed. I thought it was just, I'm a Scorpio. This is what is happening to me today.
I love going on like Twitter and Instagram and seeing like your sign in like desserts or like your sign in like boy band groups, like who you would be. I love those.
It's getting a little out of control, I think. I think like a certain company some of us used to work for is doing like single Taylor Swift album as a zodiac sign.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're never right either.
No.
You know, I feel like I look for mine and I'm like, no, yeah. That's not me. I actually, Maggie, I'm pretty sure I saw the one that you are thinking about. It was like your zodiac sign in chocolate desserts or something.
Uh-huh.
And ours was like a double chocolate chip cookie. And I was like, Fuck no.
Delicious.
No.
I love double
like,
chocolate.
Give me chocolate mousse any day. Double chocolate chip cookie? What?
That's blasphemy. Double chocolate chip cookies are delicious.
Well, see, it should have been Maggie. It should have been Becky's side.
Gemini. That's why you need the double.
Yeah. Mm. I need that more to Gemini. Right? Yeah, I would just give y'all like raw fudge.
Yeah.
Just straightforward.
Chocolate sauce in my mouth.
Right in my veins. What about you, Rachel?
I got into astrology for a hot second. Like after my like big breakup with my college boyfriend, I had just moved to LA and I was like clearly going through like my Saturn return. I actually went up to Sonoma and had a psychic in the back of a yoga studio read my birth chart to me.
Okay, well, let's pause for a moment. Question one. What is your Saturn return?
So your Saturn return is when you go through a full cycle and the Earth comes close to the way it was when you were born, which takes about 30 years. So it's when you're like somewhere between 28 and 32, there's this huge shedding in your life of things and people and places and ideas and careers that don't work for you, and a huge gaining of things that do work for you. And it's often very painful.
Oh, shit.
But like you come out on the other side better.
I'm going to be 32 next year.
Yeah, well, it's probably like,
has it happened?
Yeah, be reborn in astrological terms.
Hey, Becky,
terms.
Has your life changed significantly over the past couple of years? Have you lost an old job and gained a new one? Have you found cats as like a part of your life? I think it's happening, girl.
Thank God.
It's not necessarily.
And it's going to be painful. I mean,
it's not necessarily painful, Barry, but it can be because you're like letting go of things that don't serve you. And it happens again at like 60, but less so, I think.
Okay.
Was that right, Eugene?
Yeah. The beauty of astrology is that it basically can relate to something directly in just your life with aging. So what we just described is turning 30.
That's true.
And I would say, you know, as someone who is a self-purported semi-expert, I know it's essentially a pseudoscience. It's just a lot of fun. If you choose to believe there's a lot of cosmic forces, more power to you.
Yeah.
But what I like about it is that for me, it was always sort of like a accidental form of therapy. You know,
yeah.
As someone who's been very like, there's a lot of stigma for me with that. Mm-hmm. It makes you re-examine yourself, whether you disagree or agree, which I think is always good to be self-reflective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
Truth or truth.
Becky, how do you feel?
Well, Rachel, you're not getting off the spot that easy. We're going to circle back. So this psychic in the back of a yoga studio read your birth chart. Uh-huh. In my mind, as someone who doesn't know anything about astrology, so he looked at your birth certificate.
She. So Betty Tim, I gave her the same amount of information I gave Eugene. My friend Gretchen, who grew up with like more hippy dippy household, had seen her the year before.
Okay.
And then I sent my friend Shady to see her. I like drove to Sonoma from LA for this, guys.
Wow.
And we sat back there for an hour and I took like 8 pages of notes. I still have them. I wrote down everything she said and she just talked to me. And it's really interesting because some of it was right, like 100% right.
Ooh. So you really are the secret cosmic baby.
Some of it was
well,
right.
Not all of it has happened yet.
Interesting. Because, you know, there's like a good chance that anything anybody says is some
no,
of
no,
it is
it's
going
very,
to be
coming from Ariel, who was like the psychic told me I was having a girl or a boy.
But she was more of like an astrology powerhouse psychic, not like a 1-800 psychic.
Okay.
I mean, she was dead on with lots of things, including twins.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay, that's specific.
That's very specific.
Yeah. So she told me the canine planet, which is like a really tumultuous planet, was in my life from X year to X year. And when I went back and looked at it, it was the years I was in cancer treatment.
Whoa.
I was like, whoa.
And like, how would she know? Like, there's
yeah, how would she know?
She could have been a little more specific, I think.
And what is like, what is up,
would have been nice.
What is like, her after that?
Like you could have called.
You could have called him and like, hey, by the way.
What is the canine?
Early
planet?
Detection is key.
No. I saw her after I was in cancer treatment. She was telling me about like years of my life, like what planets were doing and what was up, and that was just like a thing.
Mm.
And Miles, what about you?
You know, I've come around on astrology. I think notoriously in college, I was like, oh, it's hoo-hoo. And I think it is hoo-hoo, but so is everything else. And astrology brings people together.
Yeah. That's a good perspective.
Yeah.
The world is hoo-hoo.
Yeah. But I think that people feel seen by astrology, and I think that's good and important.
Eugene, how do you keep up with it? Like, how do you know what's And how do you know about all the signs? Because I certainly have no knowledge of signs beyond my own, much like Maggie.
So I don't really keep up with it. What I did for several years during college was in my spare time, I just ingested all of these books about astrological history, also like Vedic astrology and the Chinese astrology. I was just really interested in the way history, mythology, literature could be divided into 12 archetypes. Hmm. So for me, it was almost like a writer's exercise because it essentially said, how do we like plainly divide the human population into 12 recognizable types? And those tropes have existed since like the pantheon, you know, like we tend to do this, you know, as humans. So I think it was just a good sort of character examination exercise.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So I've always kept that with me. I brush up occasionally, so I'm not really a daily horoscope user. But I am very Capricorn. I feel like I've really taken the crown as a Capricorn queen. So
you're a corn queen.
I'm a corn queen.
Wait, I thought Maggie was the corn queen.
Maggie is technically the corn queen, but that's with a K.
The literal corn.
Yes. And speaking of partners, this is exciting because I know when I talk astrology occasionally, Ned's eyes particularly glaze over.
I know.
As he stares. Oh my God, was there a bug in my hair? What type of bug? Oh.
Oh,
you killed it.
No, I didn't.
For listeners, Becky just stared at my hair in shock, absolute horror, and then took her fingers and quickly ran them through there, grabbed them like a ninja.
Karate Kid.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good.
I was very confused for a second.
I don't like bugs.
But thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Otherwise, I'd have a nest of silverfish in my hair. That's and with true. My hairstyle, I would never know if it was there.
It would be there for a while.
Your hair is full of secrets.
Just like Gretchen Wieners. But no, today it is full of secrets and exposés. Because unlike your amazing astrologer expert, this is all in good fun amongst friends, and we're going to be serving some. We're going to roast a little bit. We're gonna like, you know, have a good time. We're gonna play some games.
I thought this was gonna be nice.
Oh no, it'll be as nice as you want it to be.
I'm so excited. I want to know everything.
See, here's the thing: is I could just sit here and talk, but that's what all the astrology experts do. They just sit there and talk and talk. I want y'all to guess each other's through hypothetical situations.
Okay.
Oh, I love this.
And that way you will be revealing, you know, not only your thoughts of each other, but also what we would come to find to be like, I hope, the true source of your rising or your moon, because who knows you best but your friends, right?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And maybe we'll learn a little bit about each other today, including Miles.
Yeah. Can we go to basic terminology? What is a rising and a
And a moon.
Moon.
Yes. So your sun sign is the sign that was basically the sun's position from where you were born. That's where, okay. Because there's an astrological belt. And that, of course, is the one most people associate themselves with. Mm-hmm. That's your ego. Think of yourself as a solar system and your sun is your core. Mm. And so that is very essential to who you are. Now, your ascendant or your rising sign was the sign that was at the eastern horizon where the sun meets where the sky meets the ground. And that changes every 2-ish hours. So wow. Even if you had twins, depending on how far apart they are, they could have different rising signs.
Mm. Oh, that's fascinating.
So that shifts a lot. And that is your outward presenting self.
2 hours between them? Nah.
Unless it was like right on the cusp between the
12 to 14 minutes between them. They're probably the same.
Well, we will check later.
We will. They're very different humans. I wouldn't be surprised.
But that is like your superficial self in some ways. Sometimes it's the mask you put on out on the world, and sometimes it's the like if people first met you, they might mistake you for this sign because you present more this way.
Oh, I know what mine is.
Yeah.
Your rising mask.
Yes. And then your moon is like the opposite. It's the dark side of the moon. It's your more private side. It's what you kind of hold away from the world. And this also, of course, deals with a lot of emotions, but it also deals with just what you consider like your more sacred, privatized part of your being. Mm. So those are the three major ones. There's other planetary signs that create the cosmic cocktail that you are individually. But those three ones are the ones you would want to look most at with your birth chart to get like the clearest sense of how you're unique. First, I think we should go around and you should tell the audience what your sun sign is and how you've associated with it or disassociated with it in the past. So, okay. Becky, what is your sun sign?
My sign is a Gemini, which I hear is a surprise to no one.
It's not a surprise to anyone, just, Becky.
Nobody's shocked. Spoiler alert, Keith is also a Gemini and the world has thoughts.
That's your that's your main sign. You are a Gemini.
Yes,
her sun
I was
sign.
Born in the Gemini days.
Which yes. means nothing, because the only thing about Geminis is that they can be two different, that they can be like two different types of people.
Duality. Yeah.
Duality.
Well, I would disagree.
Are Geminis not supposed to be together?
Oh.
We're too much for
people.
Yeah,
they are. I think so. But we'll get into that later in the couple therapy moment. But you do have some textbook Gemini qualities, which I really appreciate about you.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not a big astrology person. I'm not. People say, oh, you're such a Gemini. And I'm like,
wait, so what
are,
okay, what are the Geminis are really up on like what's new, what's happening, what's the next thing? And you're all over pop culture in a way that feels true of Geminis to me.
Thank you.
I know
But Ned is also a Gemini and he is not that.
But he might be, it might not be pop culture for him. It might be like what's happening. Yeah, on sports or like YouTube and TikTok and like what's the next thing? What are they doing? What's happening?
He just filters it through dad lens.
That's true. Okay, fair.
And Miles, what's your sun sign?
I'm a Virgo and I don't particularly know what it means. I think it means I'm like brash and I'm a Gryffindor.
No, not.
I've heard that Virgos are very like perfectionists.
That may be true.
Sounds like a Ravenclaw to me. Also, sounds very Ravenclaw to say that you're a Gryffindor.
I'm actually the ground scraper. I don't know. I similarly to Becky would be like, well, you don't know me. You're crazy. I'd be like, you know.
You could Virgo away.
Yeah, exactly. People who smell like incense, like telling me what my personality is like, is challenging.
Oh. Well, Miles was on set when I did the astrology ranking video and he screamed with joy when I put Virgos as number one.
Yeah.
I tend to love Virgos. Yeah. Like three of my close friends and like not my favorite family members, but like my favorite cousin happens to be a Virgo. So Miles, you're kind of due to be my next best friend.
Love that. Absolutely love that, Maggie. Yeah. I mean, I love the picture that we from that photo shoot. There's a picture of all of us and you're looking at me proudly and everyone else is sort of like, what is he doing?
Best
great
friends.
Picture. I love that. Yeah.
Miles, I know you're married, but I do want you to have a fake dating profile somewhere where your tagline is, I don't appreciate when people who smell like incense tell me about myself. maybe it could be your Twitter, on your Twitter. Yeah. Dating profile is the first thing that comes to mind.
It is funny. I just think, and Eugene, I'm sure you'll touch on this, but I love that astrology is like, you know, actually it's really like, you know, we don't believe in toxic people or toxic relationships, but if you're a Capricorn, get the fuck out of my life forever.
It's crazy because that's true. Yeah. I don't know how Matt puts up with me. And Matt is a Virgo, so I guess everyone here loves Virgos because Matt's one.
Yeah, that too.
Virgo, go, go.
But so what are some of the like the things that Virgos do?
Well, we'll get back to it because I'm sure all the Virgos out there listening are going to be very opinionated about what we say.
Oh.
But Ariel and Maggie, you share a sun sign.
Yeah, we do.
And what's that?
Scorpio. It's the best one. It's absolutely the best one, right, Max?
Do you believe that? I feel like so conflicted when people tell me about usual qualities of Scorpio. Like they're known to be like very passionate. And like every time I read about compatibility with other signs, I usually read that like, well, when Zach and I first started dating, it was like Leos and Scorpios could never be together because they're like too intense and their fallout will be huge. But
same with Geminis and Scorpios.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm not supposed to be dating a Gemini.
Yeah.
Dating.
Classic Scorpio slip up.
I've never got married.
No, but I think, you know, the compatibility stuff is always very iffy because it's so like cut and dry. And certainly if you believe in it, if you're a successful couple, I almost find it more impressive because you've like essentially found the best in something that is on a rubric scale, less compatible.
Mm-hmm. Are Capricorns and Virgos supposed to be together?
Matt? Overall, so each sign has an element and therefore different elements. If you're like an Airbender fan, so you got fire, you got earth, you got air and water, and it goes in that order through the zodiac. So typically, if you think about the way elements are, stereotypically, you have water and earth feed each other, and air and fire feed each other. So those are like standard if you look at zodiac readings, they'll say you're compatible with those types of signs.
And what are Capricorn and Virgo?
Those are both earth signs.
So you're all earth.
Mm-hmm. So Scorpio is water.
Mm-hmm. Scorpio's water?
And I know you haven't talked about it. Mm. Yeah, Scorpio's water.
Cancer's water.
Mm.
So in theory, we should get along.
We should get along, which is funny because that means our one Gemini.
You
say that
like you don't get along.
Eugene and I are very good friends, but he does not like cancers, and it's on the back burner of my mind forever and ever and ever because I think Eugene enjoys cancer qualities every day of his life.
This is the truth behind my astrology video too, is some of it was, of course, subjective, very subjective. And I was personally not a fan of some cancer men in my life. And you know what it was? Because for the audience who hasn't seen that video, I did rank Virgos first and Cancers last.
I know.
With no ill will. But I think the thing
Rachel remembers.
Yeah, I wasn't even there.
And if you kind of look at my ranking, part of what I value in this very Capricorn is upfrontness. Mm-hmm. I like people who are very frank, and that kind of led higher up. That's why Scorpios were higher up on my list. But when, you know, Virgos essentially also, you kind of know what you're getting. And if they are a little kooky, everyone knows that they are because they're kind of a stress ball. But I think with the cancers, the negative cancer experience I had, they were liars. Mm-hmm. They presented very sweet and emotionally available and interested, but then they stabbed you in the back. And maybe I'm speaking of just one person.
Maybe you're talking about one person.
But all the cancer women in my life, I love.
Okay. All
yes.
Right. I feel better already that we've aired this out. That video was 2 years ago.
Rachel's been holding on to this for a while. Cancer. Am I right?
You're already into it.
She has no idea.
She's like, what? I don't know what's happening. No. And how much do you identify with cancer, Rachel? How much do you identify with the sign?
Do I identify? Oh, a lot. Cancers are like motherly, nurturing, moody, emotional. I'm all of those things all of the time. But they do pair well with Taurus, which is what Watts is, who's very like stable, grounded, not moody. That's great for us. So that I can be like, And he's like, it's okay.
I love that you just said all the good things about Taurus, because I have a couple Tauruses in my life.
Stubborn.
And they are the most stubborn human beings that I have ever met.
Wow.
Yeah.
Watts is stubborn, but he's almost never disagreed with an idea I've had, like a big idea about our life. So his stubbornness does not.
It's because you're a Cancer.
Oh.
And that would be scary.
That's probably true.
You're about to get your head clipped off. Wow.
You know what's interesting is that within, so like the Triwives, we have this, what's it like, Becky, just dipping into the watery pool that is this group?
What anyone's talking about.
There's a lot of water represented. They're all water in your air.
Air?
Yeah, on the inverse, the Tri Guys are water and fire, and I'm the only earth sign.
Wow.
So it is interesting.
No, Keith would be air then too, because I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, so they're all air and fire.
Oh, air and fire.
And I'm like the lone earth person.
Wait, so earth Zach is fire?
Yeah, Zach's a Leo.
Wow, so Maggie is fire, water, and Zach is fire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Those are literally the two things that like don't go together.
They don't go together.
Sometimes they can. Sometimes they can. It just depends. Think of it as like a yin-yang force, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A yin-li-yang.
Bowie's a Leo too. I like gravitate towards Leos. I love them.
Mm. Leos are pretty fun.
I wonder if it has something to do with your ascendant design.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Well, maybe we should start finding out about that right now.
Let's do it.
So I've put together some
games.
I've been able to put together some games for us. And the first is called The Battle of the Scorpios.
Oh, bring it.
So let's hit that music cue. Give me a little bit of that Lord of Phoebus Scorpio. Somebody
else is called. Is Lord a Scorpio?
Mm, get into the icy, cool waters that Scorpio ride thing.
Well, there she goes. Oh, she's got a show on Thursday at 7:30. On May 5th.
Okay, so here is the tea. This is a quiz between our resident Scorpios, Maggie and Ariel.
Okay.
Everyone else will be chiming in.
Okay.
One of you also is a Scorpio rising. Which means that one of you is double Scorpio.
Get over here.
I'm going to give you three questions, all in good fun, and everyone's going to decide who is more likely. Okay.
Okay.
First question, and this is their rising sign. So think of it upon first meeting them, not knowing all the wonderful things we do as good friends, but just like the first impressions you got.
Okay.
Or that other people might have. Okay.
Okay.
So who seemed the most private and careful about what they share upon first meeting them? Mm-hmm. This one's tough.
That one's easy.
What?
It's Maggie.
I feel
right?
like
Maggie.
It's Maggie.
It's Maggie.
Maggie.
Yeah. It could also be less about you know, when we met Maggie and just the fact that I'm an open book. I was
like, the amount of things you told us like in 5 minutes of meeting was a range of things.
I have a very different experience with both because I first met Maggie at a gay bar, which was great.
Yeah.
And then I first met Ariel at a drag show, which we put on, and she was so tipsy. And I was like, this girl is, they're both so fun.
Yeah.
What do you think, Miles? Because you met them both in a more professional setting.
Who's more private? I would say off the bat, absolutely Maggie. Ariel is for sure an open book.
Maybe it's just by comparison sake.
I don't have an on-camera personality versus an off-camera personality.
It's all out there. You know, that leads us to the second question is who do you consider more upfront with their opinions?
Ariel.
I think Ariel's more vocal with her opinions, but I think Maggie would never hesitate to call me and talk to me about an opinion.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I take my time to kind of go black or white.
Yeah.
I have a hard time being, I think it's like my people-pleasing nature is that I like want to see both sides, and unless I have time to think about it, I won't tell you right on the spot. Like, I like to be informed.
That would also make you a very good, you know, medical professional. To not make an instant opinion, but to be like, oh, I'm going to gather all the information and be really informed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could also see like Ariel, while you are vocal, I think you are one of the more go with the flow people that I've ever met. Like you are pretty unfazed by things. So even if you did have an opinion, it would take maybe 2 seconds to change your mind about that opinion.
Absolutely.
Where
Absolutely.
I think Maggie, I think if you had a conviction of something or an idea, it would be harder for you to change your mind to go.
If I've decided.
The other way, if you've decided this is what I think.
Now, what if it was asked in a group setting for an immediate response?
For an immediate response? Ariel.
Who do you imagine would be more game to spank their partner like he's a dirty, dirty little pig bottom?
Really, I'm just trying to imagine Maggie doing that.
My mind immediately went to you doing that.
You're immediately pointing at Ariel.
It's me.
I mean, we've all seen Ned's butt.
She would do it, and then she would tell us about it.
Here's what happened.
Believe what I did.
Ariel told us about the Neanderthal porn.
Yeah, oink, baby. Oink.
Oh my God, I just think Maggie would giggle the whole time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And she would.
But Ariel's the smut queen. Yes.
Smut queen.
And one thing that people do associate with Scorpios is a pretty openness about things that are sexual and sensual. Which put Ariel in a 2-1. And ding, ding, ding.
Is she the double?
Right.
Double
you are a double Scorpio. Ariel.
Through and through.
It's real. Astrology's real. You heard it here first. It's real.
You know what's really interesting about that is if your rising matches your sun, that means you have and it's so interesting because you guys were actually talking about elements of this. Uh-huh. You have very little disconnect like others do between masking their opinions or their outer selves and their inward selves. You have a direct path. Mm. Some people say wear your heart on your sleeve. Some people say zero bullshit. But you're one of those people who there's a very direct correlation between how you present versus how you internally feel.
Wow.
I don't know what that's like because I have a very different internal opinion.
Yeah.
What does it feel like to be the favorite?
I've never thought about that. But I guess the things that I feel, I'm just sort of like, this is what I feel.
That sort of candidness makes you very easy to befriend because you like know where you stand and it allows other people to open up to you in what feels like a really safe and easy way.
Oh, thanks.
100%. Yeah.
Apparently it's Scorpios don't make friends very well. I've read that.
Mm-hmm.
That like
you make it's harder for you to make acquaintances.
Right.
But once you make friends, you're fiercely loyal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel that. Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
Unlike the Gemini stereotype, who they could make friends with like a wall. It's a great quality though.
I'm telling you, don't try to be Keith's partner at a party. It's really hard.
It is hard.
He's making friends left and right and you're just like, I can't keep up.
I actually had to tell him this weekend we were going to one of my close friends' houses and she had some of her friends from like acting class there. And I was like, you just need to stay by me. I was like, I don't want to talk to too many people tonight. You just have to stay here. And he's like, okay, well, if I run away, just come find me. Just tell me I did it and come find me. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you probably had to go find him somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to make him my party partner at our first ever Streamies. I had never worked in YouTube. I didn't know anyone. I just knew Keith and it was a disaster.
You got to be my party partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never leave you.
I'll meet you at the wine.
I was like, never leave you or the bar.
You'll know where we'll I am.
The or bar. The food station. It's snacks and
go back and forth in between. If I'm a double Scorpio, what's Maggie?
Yes, Maggie.
Oh.
Are you ready to find out what your ascendant is?
Yes.
Your rising sign. Girl, you better grab your bow and arrow because you're a Sagittarius rising.
You're a Saggy.
Sag.
So again,
Saggy.
What's cool is you got to think about how that plays with your internal self, your ego. So if you're a Scorpio, your Sagittarius side, which is fire, immutable. There's three qualities. There's cardinal, which is very active, fixed, which is very like fixed, literally. And then mutable, which is very shifting and adaptable. Mm. Sagittarius is mutable fire. So it's the most a little more like space agey of the fire signs, the zodiac. Sagittarians are like really about gathering new experiences, looking at all things from every single angle, you know, taking life in with a sense of like optimism and free roaming. And, you know, they're very much all about like trying to find out what the meaning behind life is.
Oh, very philosophical.
I describe them as like, they're like unicorn people.
You are philosophical.
Oh, wow. And so this is what I put out to the world. This isn't my common.
I see that.
Okay. I can see that.
Yes.
I feel like it gives you like an it girl factor where when you meet Maggie, you're like, What is she got? I want to drink what she's drinking. What's going on over there? You just have like a je ne sais quoi where you're like, oh, I'm into that.
You know, a lot of it girls are Sagittarius, kind of like our one main lady who is free, Miss Britney Spears. Hit it, DJ Miles. Hit it, DJ Miles. Yes.
She's free.
Congratulations to the Free Britney movement and to Miss Spears herself.
Brit, if you're listening, we love you.
Thanks for listening, Britney.
Thanks for listening.
The famous Sagittarius. Wow. I believe Christina Aguilera is also Sagittarius.
Wow. Yeah. Queens.
So,
all those little Mickey Mouse.
Game two is that, so we know Maggie's a Sagittarius rising.
Yeah.
Game two, one of the other people here is also a Sagittarius rising.
Ooh.
So we're going to guess who it is. Now, it's not Ariel, obviously.
Scorpio.
It's going to be between Rachel, Miles, and Becky.
Oh. I think I know who it is.
I think it's Miles.
So,
yeah, it's Miles. Mm,
I think it's Miles.
Let's see.
Best friend. We'll play the game.
Interesting.
Knowing what I know.
Upon first meeting them, who seems the most restless to have new experiences?
I suppose Miles, the obvious answer is probably me.
Yeah.
I am a little restless to have new experiences. I read recently that it extends your perception of time.
Well, that's a very Sagittarius answer.
Yeah, that's very
Sagittarius. Do you read that on TikTok?
I'm calling it as
no.
What's next? An academic journal.
On TikTok.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Second question. Who seems to most constantly be trying to find out the truth or deeper, real meaning behind things?
Did you hear what Miles just said? He's trying to extend his perception of time.
I want to time travel with the power of the mind. So I think that is also me.
Who would most likely try to lead a cult because they would be the most determined to convince a group of people who disagreed with them to see things their way?
Well, I don't know. I feel like you wouldn't be leading.
I wouldn't want to change
Becky's
their
a cult
mind.
Follower?
I would want them to agree with me.
But Miles is the one recruiting her.
Well, the question is more,
excuse me.
Who would be most interested in trying to change a large group of people's minds to agree with them?
Oh.
Yeah.
Miles.
I will say Rachel, in a way, already leads a cult. And it's this.
That's true.
I was about to say, is Miles Nation a cult or no?
Yeah. And that's it's a complicated
rising.
Question. But
and
yeah, it is not technically a cult because I can be overthrown.
Yeah.
Okay. Miles Nation is, yeah. I am
there can
part,
be a coup?
Yeah. I'm just a citizen amongst the nation.
Interesting.
Sure.
Exactly.
Sure. What color is Miles Nation wearing today? Everyone in Navy?
Navy is what I'm rocking today. You know, I've been to recently emerald green. Anyway, we don't have to talk about
it. It's Miles.
Yeah, so is it Miles?
Are we right?
Yeah.
The right? correct answer is Becky.
Yeah! Oh,
it's Becky.
That's right.
What? Y'all are following the wrong cult.
Wait a minute. Right. Can we go back through this?
Because Becky Nation.
That's right.
Becky has influenced us all.
That's true.
So maybe in terms my cult. Of a cult.
Where's my t-shirt, by the way?
In terms of being influenced, Becky's doing it.
Well, it's interesting because you're a Gemini sun with a Sagittarius rising, which is a very, very like very potent social combo. It's an extremely it's a very outgoing combination because basically those are two signs I would follow to any party.
That's why she's Keith's, someone has to be able to keep up with Keith and match made in heaven
right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so true.
Someone's got to be there.
But in both of you, they really prize mental acuity. Like, intellect is really important. And the idea that experiences, are things you should seek out and, that help shape you.
Okay.
Gemini, more on the social side, they prefer, the people they can find surrounding them.
Yeah.
Sagittarius is more like, where will the universe take me?
Which sign wants to extend time?
Oh, that's just Miles Bouncy's story.
That's just my own life philosophy.
That's just Miles Moon Rising.
Exactly.
I could totally, now I'm starting to get the a better picture of Becky. It's really, really fascinating. Because you take all of the things that you are passionate about, you're passionate about reading. And I feel like that's one way that you kind of find those new experiences, is you just crush books,
That's true.
I just ordered three more.
See? Wow.
I get a free book on Thrift Books this week.
Yeah.
A what? And like you crush shows too. And so yeah. I feel like, you know, getting that information and, you know, just all that sort of stuff, you're just like, you're taking in all this information.
You are. Hmm. And you have a memory for it that I could, I watch something and I forget who the main characters are. Mm-hmm. But not Becky. She can talk about it for so long. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you have a very diverse group of friends. You know, like you have a lot of, you're a social butterfly, which I feel like it's a Gemini thing, right? And, but you like, you have a lot of friends from different aspects of your life that you bring together. And yeah, I don't know, like very, very well curated parties, that sort of thing. Yeah.
But it's interesting because we have two Scorpio suns and then you have Maggie and Becky who share Sagittarius rising.
Mm-hmm. I'm like the Venn little diagram, but I share the middle. Yeah. All the signs.
Wow. Oh my God, so cute.
Look,
you. We're going to have to draw this out. We're going to have to get a graphic scene.
You're like the purple between their red and blue.
Yeah, it's true.
Because there's two Geminis and Tri Guys, right?
Yeah.
Ned and Keith.
Ned and Keith. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A very Gemini forward group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But does it matter what... like if you're like Ned and Keith are like later Geminis. I was on the cusp Gemini.
Yeah. Also, if you're very close to the sign that precedes or follows that sign, if you're on the cusp, you have influence from that.
Oh. So what are you influenced by?
Taurus.
Yeah, Taurus.
Because my brother's totally Taurus. Makes sense. Taurus. I was like, where's the bluntness come from, Eugene?
Yeah, they really like Taurus. Will enjoy sitting around if they can.
Not moving.
I thought it was just a serotonin issue. But instead, it's the moon. Astrology is real. I'll tell my psychologist.
I'm on the Taurus cusp.
Actually, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a Taurus cusp. So
yeah. You're welcome.
Shove it.
So, game three. Let's hit that music, Miles, because we got to figure out the rising signs for you and Rachel.
And Becky just scooted
over.
Yes. Sorry. You're perfect.
Venus. Art pop. Criminally underrated. Mm-hmm. Yes. Between Miles and Rachel. We have, and I can reveal to you the two signs.
Identical personalities.
One of you is a Gemini rising.
Okay.
One of you is a Capricorn rising.
And what are the... Give me a brief, like, what's that in one sentence?
Uh-huh. Gemini is Den Keith, Capricorn is me.
You get to be us, Miles.
That is interesting. Okay.
Here's two questions, okay?
Okay. Let's play the game.
Let's play a quick game.
Please. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Who would you rather go to a second party with?
A second party.
Who would you follow to a second party?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would follow Rachel just because she's never taken me to a second party. So I'd be like, fuck yes. Yeah. But like, where are we going?
Who would realistically be going to party number two? Yeah.
Is number Miles.
Because Becky, I'm just taking you home to my bed. Yeah,
the second party is a glass of wine at home.
Yeah. We'll have a glass of wine. We'll read murder mysteries. we'll cuddle and go to sleep.
I love this party. So I'm following Rachel.
Come on.
Well, speaking of murder, who would you ask first to handle hiding a dead body?
Rachel. Rachel.
Rachel.
Interesting. I mean, that hurts my feelings.
They're going to your party, Miles.
That is true.
Miles, who wouldn't you tell about us murdering someone?
I'd tell nobody. I'm an iron trap.
I don't believe that.
He'd live stream it.
No, I saw him stream it on Twitch all the time. Me? What would you talk about?
I'm spilling tea. I'm freaking, you know.
I also feel like Miles has a very loud voice. And so if I were to be like in the middle of burying somebody, I would not want Miles along. Yeah. Just because I feel like we'd get caught.
You're also very descriptive. Yeah. Like super tall.
That
a
is
beard.
A good point. Yeah. Rachel's I also feel like I look suspect.
Clearly suspect.
You see Rachel be like, oh, you guys must be doing something fun. And
yeah, exactly.
No problem. No problem here. Yeah.
I feel like Rachel could really like channel that like sort of mama energy. You know, like we could dig all night.
Yeah.
I'm calling both of you.
Yeah. We would dig, you know, 6 feet, keep going.
Yeah, Maggie would be my getaway car.
Yeah.
I feel like she'd be 100%. very vigilant.
Or if we got injured, I'd be like, Maggie, help.
Yeah. What Maggie's one mile under the speed limit.
Of course.
Because if she'd be like, hello, officer.
Nothing to see here.
Margaret. Well, The obvious is the obvious. Mm. Miles, you're a Gemini rising.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, it's hard to hear.
And Rachel, you're a Capricorn rising.
Why?
It's not hard to hear. You know, Gemini are really, really cool people overall. Yeah. And, you know, it means that you do have like more of an emphasis on both. Stimuli is huge for Gemini. Mm-hmm. Like they get so bored so quick. Mm-hmm. So whether it be talking to a person, watching something, reading something. Yeah. Yeah, they not like, honestly, the other signs in this room where I could probably stare at a wall for 30 minutes and just zone out.
Meanwhile, Keith builds a skee ball machine out of cardboard.
Of course.
Yeah. I was going to say, well, Becky's making friends with the wall.
Wall, tell me. What's your childhood trauma?
But Capricorns present more pragmatic overall. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's also the sort of this binary between the sea goat, between the stubborn, ambitious goat side and the moody, wallowing tail side. So this is very Capricorn, which is ambition and hard work. Uh-huh. Also mired by extreme self-doubt and tribulation.
Checks out. Wow. Checks
yeah. So that's why Capricorns are sometimes seen as like, they'll give the word like, they see the world in decline, or they'll have like a pessimistic view. That's like the thing they associate with Capricorns is like, you're nihilistic. And it's because Capricorns always, whether it's life throwing something at them or them beating themselves up, they're like, I set my sights here. Mm-hmm. And then if I didn't reach it, I'm a disappointment. Or if something came my way, I had to overcome that. Capricorns are always looking like they're just rolling down a hill slowly through life.
Can we rewind back to the sea goat?
It was a real thing.
Oh, all the signs have a specific animal or emblem that represents them. For example, the sea goat for Capricorn, which I think is the most delightful.
So it's cute. Half goat and half aquatic seahorse?
Yes, and the sea part is the tail, like a mermaid, but it's a mergoat.
A mergoat.
Yes. Gemini, of course, are the twins.
Twins.
Scorpio is a scorpion.
Mm-hmm. Scorpion.
Cancer's the crab. Virgo is the virgin.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
There's a fish.
Yeah, and the only inanimate one is Libra, which is scales.
But usually it's a woman holding them, right?
It could just be the scales. Oh. Yeah.
But those are all very different. Some of them exist, some of them don't. One of them is the virgin.
Sea goat? That was kind of a bummer.
You have seen a sea goat?
No.
Well, for Virgos, if I go back to Virgos, what I like about Virgos is they tend to be like somewhat open book with their lives. So they'll look at things very much like a potter. And so they'll take experiences and then create what they would like their lives to be out of experiences. Mm-hmm. And that's a very Virgo in quality because they're very meticulous and they're very much about assessing and piecing things together, including their themselves. Mm-hmm. So that's why you get a wide array of Virgos. I always find them to be pretty telltale once you know what their thing is that they're obsessive over. Mm-hmm. But some are very calm and cool, and then some are just like total basket cases.
The Virgos listening.
In between.
You lie in the madness between. Yeah.
The obsessive nature of hobbies, et cetera, I definitely possess that, where I'll kind of go off the deep end with a hobby.
Yeah, what year is your keyboard from?
Yeah, this is from the future, actually.
Well, the last game I want to play, and the music cue will be Miles singing about astrology.
Awesome.
Is I'm going to name the moon signs because everyone came up with a different moon sign. And you're just going to guess which one is yours.
Okay. Are you going to tell us what the moon signs are?
Well, they're all the signs, and I'll give you a little explanation if you need it. Yeah, okay. But some of these are repeats from signs you know.
So only we are going to know who we are.
Your intimate side. So no one else can comment on it.
You just have to guess your own.
Miles, hit me with that moon theme song.
In the house of the rising moon, give me your personality.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miles.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
I was a tenor on my high school acapella group.
Wow.
All right, so we have five moon signs to discern. There's a moon Taurus amongst us, a moon Leo, a Pisces, a Cancer, and a Capricorn.
Goodness. What is my soul?
There's a lot of coverage there.
And the rising is your essence.
No, it's your rising is the mask you put to the world, your more superficial side.
Can you tell me?
So that's your Gemini.
Okay.
A little bit.
Your essence is your Virgo aspect, your ego. Yeah. Mm.
Can you tell me a little bit about Pisces?
Oh, Pisces.
Water sign, of course. Water.
Whoever is Pisces has very, very complex emotions. And I'm going to also throw that a little bit to the Cancer moon as well. They're the water signs in this. And it's not that they're just in touch with their emotions. With Pisces, it's almost to a spiritual level. Like everything has almost like a spiritual context, like the weight of and the depth of their emotions. Most people can't comprehend.
With I'm just thinking about this. I think my toddlers are Pisces.
Rihanna's a Pisces.
I mean, wow.
Queen.
There we go.
Match made in heaven.
But Cancer is a little more, the emotions are still like seated in things like the home, family, the value of family, the value of the closeness of friends. Mm-hmm. Pisces is that, but also just like essentially what is life? What like is the spiritual weight of the world. Aspects of everything that I feel? Mm-hmm. Now, Leo moon is the one fire moon we have in here.
Yeah. What's Leo?
Leo moon is interesting because they're also very home focused, like, but more in like a mama lion way. It's very like protect and it's like passion behind the emotions. It's a warmth. It's like a very distinct warmth behind everything.
I feel like you keep looking at me for all of these. And I'm like, is that me? Is that me?
Like I keep doing it too. Like,
now the Capricorn moon is a little more like reserved with their emotions, but very calculated with everything. Like they're not going to be the person who's overtaken. Like the Capricorn out of all these is the one who's not going to cry immediately.
Are
about
you
something.
The Capricorn moon?
No. Oh. My moon's in Scorpio. I'm a mess. But the Capricorn moon is a little more like they're more staid in their emotions. They're very dependable. There's a dark side, but overall they won't be as easily like infuriated or so sunken down.
Is it Becky?
The other
are
signs.
All of them Ariel?
I feel like you're just talking about me. So,
Ariel, you are the protagonist. I feel like Capricorn moon is Becky.
Which one was that?
Like very more staid in their emotions.
I feel like it's you.
I feel like it's you. I've cried like three times on this podcast talking about things that are like existential.
And the Taurus moon is just like, hey,
maybe it's me.
Gonna make a comfortable pace for myself. Gonna really be in touch with my body. Gonna really feel like what I'm feeling. I need to like create a nice safe space for me, my loved ones. And maybe take a long bath.
Oh,
what?
It's Miles.
It's me.
Miley.
It's Miles. Wow.
I had to take one out of this because y'all are like all over the place.
We are so confused. Miles.
So tell me what this means about me.
Well, Tauruses are really interesting because we also have a couple Taurus partners in this group.
That's right.
Miles and Rachel have Taurus partners.
My brother's a Taurus.
Yeah, that's true. People like to say stubborn first.
Well, are Miles and I like similar?
My goodness.
We all have similarities with each other. That's the beauty
Cosmic
of these conversations.
Sisters.
Yes.
But Tauruses, I like to call Tauruses like they are the tactile people of the zodiac. So on a superficial level, people say materialistic. It's not that, that's not the case. They are material oriented and aware. So they're very self-aware about their surroundings, the things they surround themselves with and their bodies. So in that way they can be seen as either very like straightforward about what they are reacting to and what they exhibit and create. So there are a lot of creative Tauruses. Because there are a lot of them are so in touch with like their bodies and sexuality, their aesthetics, their visuals. It's a very Taurus quality. And they're also really great at just like making like spaces just feel good for themselves.
Yeah.
I feel like that's Watts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because that plays out for Watts in not a materialistic surface way, but like in that he creates a lot of like custom pieces out of wood for our house, but also in his camera work, he like Watts makes a cable that perfectly goes from monitor to camera with absolutely no more slack than needed. He custom makes cables so that everything's very aesthetically pleasing on the camera. Like I FaceTimed him last night. He's away on a show and he was, welding or, what's it called when you
solder?
He was soldering in his apartment with a ventilator cables. And I was like, okay, all right.
That's so awesome.
So, that's so hot.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Miles loves Tauruses. Watts call miles.
But you know, they often say, like, stereotypically, the most sexual sign of the zodiac in touch with their sexual side is the Scorpio. The most sensual side is the Taurus.
I have, back when I was into, you know, like trying to find my like perfect match, you know, Taurus. I was always looking for a Taurus because that's what all the things said. They said, Scorpio, you need to find a Taurus.
Would you ask people that you were dating, Ariel? Like, was one of their first questions, like, what's your sign? Did you ever see that?
That's a great question.
That little, it was like going viral on Twitter where a son messages his mom. He's like, Mom, what time was I born? And the mom replies and she's like, run away.
It's so good.
I don't think I ever asked anybody, but I would definitely stalk them like on Facebook to the point where I could find their birthday. And then I would look it up and I'd be like, it's not a Taurus. I don't know if this is going to work out.
Yeah, I gave Tauruses a little bit of a hard time in my ranking video because there's really, I don't know, I have a lot of close Taurus friends. So I just called them boring for fun because on the dark side, Tauruses can be seen as like so kind of almost like hippy dippy go with the flow because they're stubborn about things they care about, but they're also like really chill people that they're perceived as lazy occasionally, which isn't the case.
That makes sense.
But a lot of Tauruses I know are also really hot.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about Tauruses. So Rachel and Miles.
I mean, yeah.
I have to
agree.
My wife,
she's hot.
My wife. Like,
checked out.
That's right.
But yeah, so we got his moon down.
Okay.
So what we have is basically one outlier out of the rest, which is the Leo.
We have a Leo and then we have a Pisces and a Cancer. So who has a fiery
and a Capricorn.
Soul? Oh, and a Capricorn.
So those are two outliers. So we have two who are very, what I'll call a little more privately emotional.
Uh-huh.
Maggie, what do you think is your moon?
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm the Leo. I don't think I have Leo energy within me. I love Leos. I'm surrounded by Leos. But I don't think that's me. So wait, what are the three we have left?
Okay, so you have the Leo. So that's a little bit more of the passion-inspired emotion, warm. Mm-hmm. I use the word like mama lioness type vibe. Okay. Passions flow through there. Okay. So there's a heat to it. Then you have the Capricorn, which is more sturdy, staid. Emotions are like easily handled. Sometimes to a point where they're repressed. And then you have the two water signs, Cancer being more of the emotion set, like firmly in family, personal relationships, taking care of that world in that space. Mm-hmm. Pisces more emotions can just in any direction, like really affect them.
Oh,
every plane of existence, like intellectually, spiritually. Emotions are that they feel emotion.
Oh, is that the one that speaks to you, Maggie?
I think so. I'm a huge energy sponge. Like if someone is not having a good day or if someone comes into the room super happy, I get super elated and happy and excited for them. But if someone is having an off day, especially my loved ones, I pick up on it almost immediately. And
You know what's so crazy is that I feel like only a Pisces moon would know that they're a Pisces moon.
You won
the prize.
You fishy.
I'm going to buy you two fish.
So Zach's a Leo, which is kind of like cats, and you're a fish.
So we're not meant to be together.
Is that how it works?
I forgot Zach's moon, but Zach's moon isn't Leo. It's something else. I'll have to remember what that is.
You're a fish.
Well, his rising would be with the moony.
Is Ariel the Leo moon?
I was thinking Ariel was Leo.
Do you think? I don't wait. Okay. So taking out Pisces, we've got,
I feel like I keep
Leo,
forgetting what that is.
I keep forgetting too.
Leo, so Cancer,
Leo, which
Capricorn.
Is a little more
mama warm, lion,
passion mama lion. Oriented emotions. Then you have the Cancer, which is also like Pisces, water-based, more instinctively in touch with everything emotional, but it's more centered on what I would call like close relationships, like family, et cetera. And then Capricorn, who on the other side is more in control of their emotions.
Mm. That's not me.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you're the Capricorn.
In control of her emotions.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking that, but I think Mama Bear always throws me off because then I always like, go
Lion.
To Aries.
Yeah. Wait, you're Scorpio?
Scorpio, Capricorn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Scorpio.
Which means I would not want to meet you in a dark alley if you were mad.
No, sir. And when I say control
of emotions, you know, Capricorn's, that's like the surface compared to the other ones. But Capricorns also have a very dark emotional side, but they don't show it it's very contained.
So basically,
you guys
get the darkness of the Scorpio that comes out through like, you know, what I'm presenting, but you don't get the deep, deep dark that is happening. Yeah. Why do you think I always wear black?
But that's because Scorpios are very, they're very plain presentationally in terms of what they're thinking. Like they'll tell you. It's very, it's a very frank sign. Capricorn's like me.
Sexual.
Yeah. Remember the sea goat. We're like, we'll tell you one thing, but we're also like deeply chewing on something underneath the surface. So they might've thrown you off when I was saying that it was more controlled. Yeah. I think the control is the issue.
But I think that makes sense though, because I've never seen you cry and I've seen you get mad, but it is like a...
Becky, could you tell a laser madness story about old people right now and we'll watch her ball?
but we've never seen it. You know what I mean? Out of a true, like I am breaking down.
That's
crying.
True.
And I've seen you get angry, but it's a very like, I'm angry right now. Don't fuck with me.
Right,
kind of like anger. It's not like a, you're not going to break a glass or like slam a door.
That's so true.
You're going to be like laser.
Yeah. You're not going to Adam Driver it in like, a really good scene.
I am about to just wreck.
It's like a quiet anger.
Like I'm going to take a very small knife and just...
That is very, very Capricorn.
You're not even going to feel it, but you're going to die real soon.
And you're going to know.
My description there might have been misleading because there are emotions for everyone.
Capricorn
has a little bit of has a dark side.
I love that.
And it's just with the other two, with Leo and Cancer, they're both really in touch with their emotions. It's just one kind of comes through more of a passionate space.
Okay, so Leo's fiery passion and Cancer... is watery.
Really deep connection to like, especially emotion with what I consider like the home, which is like relatives, family.
That's Becky.
I was about to say, so I think that maybe it's more me, but I don't know. I'm very fiery, but I guess I get most fiery when someone does something to my like family or friends. Those are the only like real confrontations I've ever
had. Well, see, maybe Eugene's saying like family, you know, and I feel like Rachel is especially passionate about her like close family, and you are like you are passionate about your larger family, you know, like yes, absolutely, your mom and your dad, Keith, your brother, like you know, this is these are my people, but I feel like you are also you're passionate about your
the
friends
world
too.
Yeah, like you're passionate about like the way our country is run and the environment and fast things destroying the world, you know?
It's all going downhill,
quick,
right?
Quick question. But am I double Cancer?
I think you might be. Okay, if there was if there was like some sort of catastrophic situation, like a flood or an earthquake or something like
that. I'm going to your house. We've already made this plan.
Yeah, we've already made the plan. But who would you grab? Who would you call?
I'd grab Keith.
Obviously.
Grandpa Barry might not make it. he just can't be carried. Alfred will be carried. Grandpa Barry could go in a bag. He likes bags, we found out. So he could be tossed in a bag.
Grandpa Barry's given a sedative and then he's brought along.
Grandpa Barry can fend for himself.
Okay, yeah. So catastrophic event, I would probably go for the people closest in proximity.
Smart.
But I would say
very pragmatic.
Both the Leo and the Cancer, out of all the signs, are extremely like family oriented.
Okay.
Because it is the age of marriage and childbirth.
Our dark souls are very similar.
It's just the question of how the reaction is. It's just, what is the reaction? Is it more of a, will you be brought to tears? Or will you be brought to a place where you are protecting something?
Oh, I'm brought to tears.
I was going to say you're protecting.
Oh.
Maybe you're just both, because I'm just going to tell you now because we can't get me down.
Okay, wait. Final answer. Rachel, double Cancer.
What do you think, Maggie?
Oh.
Don't give us that sad rising. You can't look at it from every angle.
Give him a Scorpio,
Maggie. Give me that Scorpio decisive. Instinct.
Becky's the Leo.
Miles.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Becky's not the Leo.
Oh.
Well, Miles, you're correct.
Oh, so Rachel's the Leo.
Leo. Rachel has the Leo moon.
How do you feel about that?
Because
I know you're leaning Cancer.
I don't know that. I You've said it 1,000 times, but I'm passionate and fiery. I guess I'm a little fiery.
Are you kidding?
Oh, you're fire. Rachel.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
Can we get that in
sister?
Like a fire? Can we get sister? Miles
absolutely
is going,
absolutely. Are you fiery, Rachel?
Has anyone seen the footage of her standing up for LGBT rights in front of all of those other pageant queens?
Yeah. 100%. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I get it.
Also, it's nice. It gives you that. It's your moon, which is the emotional side, but you have a very watery sun sign. Mm-hmm. And then your rising is Capricorn, which is Earth. Mm-hmm. So that little bit of fire in the emotional side is nice. I think it fits with your personality.
It also means that it's buried deep under the ground.
And on the opposite side, you're tempered by your moon in a lot of ways because it's your water side. In fact, it speaks to you as a person that, you know, you have Gemini and Sagittarius, which are these like stereotypically wildly social, outgoing, flighty signs even. Mm. But not Cancer. Your moon is like rooted in home, valuing family, valuing who you love. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. What's your moon, Eugene?
Scorpio moon.
Eugene.
So sexy.
Oh, the last game is called Let Me Just Quickly Chart Rainey's Birth Chart.
Oh, right.
Because I feel like you, my friend, are going to surprise us.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm going to hang out with you, Rainey.
Yes. Rainey often surprises me. Yeah. Also, as we play this game, I would like to point out that Eugene and I were born exactly 6 months apart.
Really?
To the minute? To the day. What time were you born at?
I was an 11 a.m.-ish baby.
I'm 6:45 p.m.
What was your birth city?
Denver.
Ooh, you're so Coloradan. Mm. Rainey, I got your chart.
Ooh. I'm so excited.
I'm very, very excited that we have an Aquarius in our midst.
I know, because there's no other Aquarius here, I don't think.
Nick is an Aquarius.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Nick.
Yes. Yes. I'm towards the Aquarius cusp, but Aquarius is, they're just like, we talked about cult leaders, but that's who you follow in a cult. It's an Aquarius.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They just have like, they try to see beyond things.
They have like a spiritual sense.
Yeah, and they're like, they tend to be fair-minded.
Are they insightful? I feel like Rainey and Nick are both insightful.
Maybe in their lifetimes, they could have been called eccentric or offbeat at points.
Off unconventional?
Unconventional.
Mm-hmm. I join your cult, Rainey, for sure.
Think about like even the age of Aquarius was associated with the 60s and the Cultural Revolution. It was like this whole idea that people were just like, you know, getting flowers in their hair and going, hey, what if we all just like, just loved?
Oh, period.
Yeah.
Yes. Period, yes.
Period.
And your rising sign is Sagittarius.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Like Maggie and Becky.
Hey. Welcome, Sag sister.
You are so far, you're like a cosmic powerhouse right now in terms of just being like a dreamy, like you're someone I would follow on a rainbow trail.
I need to make an 100%. Instagram post about this.
Which also sounds, it also seems to fit coming from Denver as well.
Yeah. 100%.
And then your moon is in Aries.
That's hot, right?
That's so hot.
Yeah.
But that gives you a little more of like a grounded confidence, but still a fire when it comes to your emotions.
They're fiery, Aries.
Mm-hmm.
West.
They're the first
Aries.
Sign. They're
are
fiery.
You fiery?
Mm-hmm.
I think. Well, you know, I thought Aquariuses are ice cold bitches, which I love.
They're air, and they are sometimes perceived as being cold. But like Scorpio, many Aquarians are also quite like. Go with the flow in a way, but when you get them talking about something that they're really passionate about, especially about like cultural issues, they will go in.
Okay. I have to reflect on this. I actually need to look up Aries and like really, because I feel like the moon is the most important one, or the one that I'm like very interested in.
Yeah, that's like your little hidden self.
That's the most self-reflection.
Yeah, but Aries are like, go, go, go. They're like, me, I'm gonna do, do, do.
That's Wes.
Mm-hmm. They're literally like the babies of the zodiac because of the first sign.
Rainey, and you're like our baby.
Aww.
But yeah, Rainey, with your sun and your rising with Aquarius and Sagittarius, it's a very like cerebral mix.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is huge for me.
And
love
fun.
This.
You must be fun.
Yeah. Did your life change today?
Yeah, it
won. Yeah, Rainey, you win. Yeah. You've won.
You won.
You won.
So we're going to join your cult.
Okay. Yes. Join Rainy Days Cult, where all you need is an umbrella.
The rainouts. No rainy days here.
Well, that was delightful. I hope we all learned something today.
You know what? That was less of a roast than I was concerned was going to happen.
Yeah.
I just come in with the promise, but then we just, you know, I think it's also your energy, you know?
Yeah. Such a Capricorn
and very sweet.
Okay, can we do a quick recap?
A quick recap?
I feel like I need to write these down so that I know what everybody is.
Just so you remember, Miles, you're the Virgo Gemini rising with a Taurus moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rachel, you're a Cancer Capricorn rising, Leo moon. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Maggie's a Scorpio, Sagittarius rising, Pisces moon. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Becky's a Gemini, Sagittarius rising, Cancer moon. Mm-hmm. Cancer moon. And of course, okay. Ariel, you're a Scorpio, double Scorpio with that rising, and a Capricorn moon.
Ooh. Right.
Wow. Darkness.
And Rainy's our cult leader.
Rainy.
Miss Aquarius Sagittarius Rainy. With that dash of Aries.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, your distinct, I like to call them the cosmic cocktail, like creates that sort of personality influence.
Eugene, final question. as a group, are we a good mix?
I think so. I think that there's No, there's a connection between all of you, which is really cute. Mm-hmm. Like there's the Scorpio, Sagittarius, Cancer, and those are the main ones that I see shared amongst the four of you.
And Miles and I are hot for Tauruses.
Hot for Tauruses.
Yeah, definitely.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen and everyone,
regardless of your sign,
or if you don't even care about it, who cares? Have a wonderful.
I feel like they're going to care now.
I think they're going to care.
Yeah. We'll see.
Drop your signs in the comments.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know if you were surprised by any of our signs.
Yeah.
I want to know. I don't know if people were like, no, I could have sworn that Becky was an Aries.
Yeah. And thank you so much to our special guest, Eugene, for joining us.
Thanks for sitting with us.
And you have so few followers on all of your platforms. So I think you need to like plug yourself.
You know, I don't think any of our listeners know who you are.
So we could get a couple more.
What are you trying to promote?
I'm promoting Olivia Rodrigo following Zach Kornfeld. So if you follow at Korndiddy on all platforms, at Korndiddy. That's it.
Aww. Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks so much for coming
letting me come in. Thank you for inviting me in your space.
Thanks for sitting with us. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.